The International Atomic Energy Agency says it wants to return to Iraq to update its files on former leader Saddam Hussein's nuclear program and to monitor any future nuclear activity under a new government. The UN nuclear watchdog also wants to access to information the United States has unearthed in Iraq. Just about a year ago, IAEA inspectors returned to Iraq after a four-year break to hunt for banned nuclear weapons. They stayed just a few months and left on the eve of the US-led invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein. They didn't find much. While in Iraq, the IAEA team conducted hundreds of inspections and interviewed Iraqi scientists. Jacques Bot, a French nuclear physicist who once helped France build the nuclear bomb, led the Iraq Action Team and says the inspectors found no evidence of the resumption of a nuclear program. After the war, an Iraqi scientist turned over to the U.S. authorities all documents and components related to centrifuge activity that he'd buried in his garden in 1991. The centrifuge is a key component of a nuclear bomb-making process. Mr. Bot says this information was hidden from the IAEA not only by Saddam Hussein's regime, but by the U.S.-led coalition which obtained it.
We do not have all the details of what was provided to the coalition, so it's difficult for me to have a definitive assessment on that, and we're pressing to get the details of whatever has been found by the coalition in order to be able to refine our assessment and draw conclusions.
But Mr. Bot does not believe the new information shows that Iraq was resuming its nuclear program. The UN nuclear watchdog wants to send its inspectors back to Iraq to ensure that in the future the country will not develop nuclear weapons. Mr. Bot says IAEA Chief Mohammed El-Baradei is pressing for this at the United Nations.
We hope that in the upcoming months there will be a positive evolution both on the security side and on the political side so that we can, as the boss says, finish the job that had been interrupted mid-March.
The UN Security Council said in May it is considering whether international inspectors should return to Iraq, and the IAEA says it is still awaiting the results of that review. Melanie Sully for VOA News, Vienna.